Chapter 8. And the men of Ephraim came and said to him, Why did you not send for us when you went to war against Midian? And they said sharp and angry words to him. And he said to them, What have I done in comparison with you? Is not that which Ephraim took up after the grape cutting better than all the grapes which Abiezer got in from the grape cutting? God has given into your hands the chiefs of Midian, Oreb and Zeeb, what have I been able to do in comparison with you? And when he said this, their feeling about him became kinder. Then Gideon came to Jordan and went over it with his 300, overcome with weariness and in need of food. And he said to the men of Succoth, Give bread cakes to my people, for they are overcome with weariness, and I am going on after Zeba and Zalmunna, the kings of Midian. But the chiefs of Succoth said, Are the hands of Zeba and Zalmunna even now in your hand that we are to give bread to your army? Then Gideon said, Because of this, when the Lord has given Zeba and Zalmunna into my hands, I will have you stretched on a bed of thorns of the waste land and on sharp stems, and have you crushed as grain is crushed on a grain floor. So he went up from there to Penuel and made the same request to the men of Penuel, but they gave him the same answer as the men of Succoth had given. So he said to the men of Penuel, When I come back in peace, I will have this tower broken down. Now Zeba and Zalmunna were in Karkar and their armies with them, about 15,000 men, those of all the army of the children of the east who were still living, for 120,000 of their swordsmen had been put to death. And Gideon went up by the way used by the people living in tents on the east of Nobah and Jogbah, and made an attack on the army when they had no thought of danger. And Zeba and Zalmunna went in flight, and he went after them, and took the two kings of Midian, Zeba, and Zalmunna, and put all the army to the curse. Then Gideon, the son of Josh, went back from the fight, and taking prisoner a young man of the people of Succoth, he got from him, in answer to his questions, a list of the chiefs of Succoth and the responsible men, 77 men. So he came to the men of Succoth and said, Here are Zeba and Zalmunna, on account of whom you made sport of me, saying, Are the hands of Zeba and Zalmunna even now in your hand, that we are to give bread to your army who are overcome with weariness? Then he took the responsible men of the town and had them crushed on a bed of thorns and sharp stems, and he had the tower of Penuel broken down and the men of the town put to death. Then he said to Zeba and Zalmunna, Where are the men whom you put to death at Tabor? And they gave answer, As you are, so were they, every one of them was like a king's son. And he said, They were my brothers, my mother's sons, by the life of the Lord, if you had kept them safe, I would not put you to death. Then he said to Cheter, his oldest son, Up, put them to death. But the boy did not take out his sword, fearing because he was still a boy. Then Zeba and Zalmunna said, Up, put an end to us yourself, for you have a man's strength. Then Gideon got up and put Zeba and Zalmunna to death and took the ornaments which were on their camels' necks. Then the men of Israel said to Gideon, Be our ruler, you and your son's son after him, for you have been our savior from the hands of Midian. But Gideon said to them, I will not be a ruler over you, and my son will not be a ruler over you, it is the Lord who will be ruler over you. Then Gideon said to them, I have a request to make to you. Let every man give me the earrings he has taken. For they had gold earrings, because they were Ishmaelites, and they gave answer, We will gladly give them. So they put down a robe, every man dropping into it the earrings he had taken. The weight of the gold earrings which he got from them was 1,700 shekels of gold, in addition to the moon ornaments and jewels and the purple robes which were on the kings of Midian, and the chains on their camels' necks. And Gideon made an ephod from them and put it up in his town Ophrah, and all Israel went after it there and were false to the Lord, and it became a cause of sin to Gideon and his house. So Midian was broken before the children of Israel, and the Midianites never got back their strength, and the land had peace for 40 years, in the days of Gideon. And Jerubbaal, the son of Josh, went back to his house and was living there. Gideon had 70 sons, the offspring of his body, for he had a number of wives. And the servant wife he had in Shechem had a son by him, to whom he gave the name Abimelech. And Gideon, the son of Josh, came to his end when he was very old, and his body was put in the resting place of Josh his father, in Ophrah of the Abiezrites. And after the death of Gideon, The children of Israel again went after the gods of Canaan and were false to the Lord, and made Baal-berith their god. And the children of Israel did not keep in their minds the Lord their God, who had been their savior from all their haters on every side, and they were not kind to the house of Jerubbaal, that is, Gideon, in reward for all the good he had done to Israel.